Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
This is not good. I've got a bad feeling about all of this. And this is not a Star Wars movie. This is about as real as it gets. What are we up to? Eight foreign objects floating into U.S. and Canadian airspace? They just keep coming. And according to our sources, individuals reporting on the White House who are discussing the reaction of the White House, Joe Biden is completely clueless as to what to do. He is astonished that his communist friends have betrayed him. He is astonished that they would be so brazen as to undermine his credibility. The White House believing that they had somebody competent inside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the staffers who work there are looking around going, "What do we do? What do we do? What about you, Mr. Biden?" And he's looking at them, these interns, "Hey, what do we do? What do we do?" Nobody knows what to do. They don't know how to defend a nation. They're not interested in defending a nation. They're not interested in defending us. These attacks, and that's what I view them as, these attacks are precursors to a much larger offensive, in my opinion, either here on the homeland or against our allies like Taiwan. So, folks, this is not, whichever way you look at this, it isn't good. The members of the military who have been put in are yes men generals. They are not interested, nor are they equipped to defend a nation. And you've got the least competent occupier of the Oval Office since Barack Hussein Obama. And neither one of them, Obama or Biden, are interested in protecting the United States of America. So this is a recipe for disaster. I'm not going to tell you who I'm communicating with, but I'll let you know a chain that I sent to somebody that knows a lot of folks, has had a security clearance. Not sure if it's up to date, but is in touch with those in the military brass. Another one, I said, this was after the eighth balloon or whatever the aircraft is, breached U.S. airspace, shutting down. I think this one was Montana. There was Montana airspace was shut down a couple of times, as was Canadian airspace, as was airspace over the Great Lakes over the weekend. So this is what it said. Another one. And he said, "Yep." And I said, "Under attack. This is playing out exactly as I said. The indecisiveness and weakness shown would prompt more provocations." And then I said, "I got a bad feeling about this. This is brinkmanship, and the high school debating team is in charge without a clue." Spoke to someone who reports on the White House, a apparently the White House is trying to control the narrative, has no clue what to do. And I said, yeah, and it could cost us everything. Exactly. Biden, he says, is completely compromised. Completely compromised. Mr. Biden is stuck between a rock and a hard place, folks. All of his dirty dealings with his son, Hunter, the cokehead. He knows that the communist Chinese can drop the hammer on him and Hunter and a whole slew of Democrats anytime they want. So he can't act because his politics and his political party are more important to him than the country. And then, so he sit there, well, I can't do anything about this, but then everybody sees this. Everybody sees at home how weak I am. Everybody sees how compromised my regime is. Sorry, they're not an administration, they're a regime. Everybody sees that we're a bunch of plastic banana, good time rock and rollers that have no idea what the hell we're doing and have not been slightly interested in defending America, just been on cruise control, saying, oh, it'll take care of itself. This leadership thing is easy. Just get in, make a couple of speeches, and everything's A-okay. Demonize some Republicans, everything's A-okay. And of course, the Republicans. Nobody's getting a briefing there. You've got, what's his name? The chairman of the House Intel Committee, Mike Turner. He's out there saying, you know, I'd really like to get a briefing, a security briefing from this White House that's not on television. And then here's a Democrat. His name is Himes, H-I-M-E-S, Congressman Himes. He sits on the Intelligence Committee. Here's what he said to MSNBC, or actually this is probably broadcast NBC, Chuck Todd over the weekend. Listen to this.
Well, Chuck, the first balloon, the one that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina, we got a very extensive briefing on at the Gang of Eight level, and then subsequently the entire Congress got a top secret briefing on it. So we're pretty good on that one. You lose track of these things. You know, since then, of course, there's been the shoot down over Alaska and the shoot down over the Yukon. Congress has been out of session, and so we have not been directly briefed on that. Our staffs have been kept informed. But the reality is, Chuck, here, I think part of the reason, and by the way, I have real concerns about why the administration is not being more forthcoming with everything that it knows.
Yeah, i.e., you know, we're compromised by communist China, and you think that yammering and stammering response was embarrassing from that Democrat. Yeah, would like them to be more forthcoming. Listen to Biden's new brain, Karine Jean-Pierre, as she tries to describe NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. It seems her interviewer, Jonathan Capehart, has more information than this nitwit, this dimbulb, has. Folks, I have to warn you, this is incredibly painful and should let you know exactly just how big a trouble the United States is in. Have a listen to this.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of NORAD. There is the NORAD is part of a coalition,
a consortium of nations.
A pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did it in step with Canada.
You know that our neighbor to the north, Canada. We did it in lockstep with Canada. Oh my lord. NORAD, it's a thing. We're in big trouble. We're in existential trouble. Meaning, for those of you who are Democrats and socialists, that means this country may cease to exist. May be of delight to all of you. A big worry to all of us who want to remain free. We'll talk about this, many other things, I'm sure, with Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, my friends, time for the show behind the show. I misspoke on the preamble coming into to the show behind the show today. We have four objects shot down in the last 8 days coming into the United States. A lot of question marks. Again, as reported, a reporter that was talking to a friend of mine who happens to have a security clearance and good friends with this reporter that covers the White House says the White House is completely clueless, has no idea what to do about all these objects. Let's bring in Sean Chastain, the show behind the show. Before we get into all the serious stuff, how was your weekend?
It was, you know, we just celebrated it, I guess you could say. But everything's like Groundhog Day anymore. I get up, I do the same routine, I stop at the same place on the way in, I drive, I work, I come home, I cook, I eat, I go to bed. You know, pretty boring right now. I need some fun.
Yeah. Have you gone to a movie or anything like that? Or
no, who goes to movies?
There's that. Right there.
No, and then that's the other thing is I don't know how prevalent it is. I don't know if I'm a weirdo. I don't know if it's everybody feels this way. I don't know, but I just don't like doing stuff by myself.
I know. I'm with you, dude. I like
the communal experience of, you know, you and a buddy going to a movie, or you and a friend or a lover or whatever going to a movie, and being able to talk about it in the car on the way home. You know, when you go experience something by yourself, it's just,
I can dig that.
It loses something. I got nobody to tell about it. No, so
I can dig that. You know what? By the way, are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Because folks, as you know, we pre-record this on a Sunday afternoon. So do you have plans to watch the Super Bowl?
It is on right now. I will tell you that.
Oh, well, see, it shows you how much I know. You know, do you know what got me out of this?
Well, I would imagine all the woke stuff that the NFL participates in. And
correct. And I mean, today.
And we've talked about that, is that I'm not going to let the woke ruin something that I enjoy.
Right.
So. And you can boycott it. I respect your opinion to do that. I don't care.
Well, what about the black national anthem that played before the Super Bowl? What do you think about that as a guy who put on the uniform?
I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it, to tell you the truth.
Right.
It seems silly to me, and it certainly isn't uniting if there is a black national anthem. I don't know why we all can't just be Americans and enjoy the national anthem. And by the way, I'm sure you'll be able to see it. If it's not up already, I'm sure it is. Chris Stapleton did an amazing job with the national anthem today. So,
okay. Well, again, it's kind of difficult, for the party that says that they're the party of tolerance and unity when they're constantly trying to divide us, and the fact that, and again, it's the wokeness, it's the divisiveness, it's the anti-Americanism. I'm just out. And that leads me to the same mentality that seems to be running the White House, seems to be running this government right now. Here we have object after object after object violating our airspace, shutting down airspace, four different geographic areas over the weekend. I got to tell you, man, This feels all kinds of wrong.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I asked you before we went on the air, to what end are the Chinese doing this? I don't fully understand. Is it just to say, up yours, we can do it if we want to? Is it collecting data that can't be collected through satellites? Is it just a big up yours? You know, I don't really understand the end game to this.
Well, I think yes. The answer is
provocation, just to do it.
Right. The answer to your question is yes. And look at all the questions it's throwing out there. China has bought and paid for Joe Biden, and everybody concedes that. The vast majority of Americans understand that and know that. Poll after poll after poll shows that. So what China has is somebody who's been colluding with them for decades, right? And enriching his cokehead son. I have an expression. I used to say this all the time when you and I were working together on WBAP. I used to say, nobody knows a lib like another lib. They all know where their bones are buried. And they know Joe Biden frontward and backward in communist China. They know he can't come out against them because they've got so much crap on him that it would, and also Democrats, that it would destroy him, would destroy his family, would destroy the Democrat Party. So they know that these guys can't act. So why not show their superiority to the American people by doing this? I mean, because all I know, man, is that we have some of the biggest idiots in charge of protecting us, and they're not even capable of protecting us.
I'm just glad we had airplanes to shoot them down. I mean, without having to, you know, scavenge parts from another one to be able to get it up, and actual missiles that fire and stuff like that. So with the state of the military today, I'm just glad we have that ability still.
Yeah, right.
Even though it's a balloon over Montana. Yeah, but yes. Still, that's something.
Scramble the F-22 Raptors to go take down a balloon.
Right.
This is, and by the way, folks, what Sean is making allusion to is back during the Obama years. It got so bad, half of our F-18 fleets were grounded, that basically half of our aircraft were grounded. We needed to be investing a lot more into the next generation, the fifth generation fighters. We weren't. And then we were cannibalizing museum pieces to have parts to keep up our military commitments around the globe. And not only that, our ship's afloat. And to a former Navy guy, that's got to drive you bonkers.
As a former Navy guy, my parents both retired reservists. My sister retired active. Her three kids all serve currently. We got a lot of military in the family, is what I'm saying. My daughter, her wife, active duty military or active Air Force. To not support them with everything that they need is just beyond me. And like we talked about last week, we've dedicated 35 tanks to Ukraine. Well, we got to build them first.
Right.
We don't have them.
Right.
They're not sitting at some National Guard depot ready to go. We gotta build them. So.
Well, let me read the.
It's just scary.
Let me read the Fox account to you. This is. Let's see, when was this published? This was 6:24 p.m. Eastern. Lawmakers demand accountability from Biden admin after fourth flying object shot down by military. Quote, unacceptable. This was the one that was over Lake Huron on Sunday afternoon. Democrat and Republican leaders are demanding Joe Biden provide, quote, maximum transparency on what the administration learns about the now four unidentified flying objects that have been shot down in Canadian and U.S. airspace. So apparently there are some Democrats who put the country over party. Not many, but some.
I sure would like to know what's going on. I mean, when you have something, I read the size of an airplane dangling from that first one, and all kinds of receptors and stuff like that on it. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I want to keep our military secrets secret. I think we talk too much about stuff we plan to do a lot of times. But in this case, I sure want to know what the Chinese are up to.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're communists. They're about world domination. That's exactly what they're up to. So how they're planning on achieving it, don't exactly know. By the way, there was a vote that I didn't even know if you were aware of. That look, this is not necessarily political, right? It shouldn't be. Now, do I as an American have the right to go over to Spain and cast a vote in their elections? No.
Why does an American?
No. Yeah, an American. I can't go over to Spain and vote in their elections.
Oh, no. Of course
I can't go to Mexico and vote in their elections. I can't go to China. They don't have real elections, but you get my point. Now, the Republican Party put out a referendum to stop Washington, D.C. from voting or to allowing illegal aliens and foreign nationals to vote. 162 Democrats voted against it.
Wow.
162.
Yeah, I saw Jim Jordan, you know, get lit up for saying Americans should be voting in American elections, and I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to see. And you should proudly do it if you're an American, you know. And you don't have to be born here, obviously, to do it. But if you've raised your hand and taken the oath, then yeah, that's who should be voting.
Right, and then you get the biased press saying the controversial comments from Jim Jordan. Controversial? Wait a minute. Yeah, only Americans ought to be voting in American elections, and that's controversial.
And I'm sure there were plenty of DEI people who say, "Yeah, he only means white people from America."
Oh my gosh, here. Really?
You know, well, I can only assume that that's what many were thinking.
Because
that's the way society thinks these days, or at least a portion of them, the people who are in charge of telling us that we're racist.
Everything is upside down, man. We have the White House that isn't interested in and can't defend the country. You've got Democrats out there saying, oh, yeah, it's controversial to want only Americans to vote in American elections. You got the FBI targeting Catholics. Yeah, you know those Catholics, they're extremists, says the FBI. Right. I'm like, what the hell is going on with this country? I don't know, man. It just feels...
I don't know. I mean, I've been hoping that it's going this way for years, that the pendulum is swinging back, just because it has to at some point.
You would hope.
And you would hope, and I never thought it would go this far, but hopefully it's starting to swing back as more and more of this nonsense comes out and people start to wake up to it and want change. So hope and change, man. Yeah. Hope and change.
Aren't the red flags going up all over the place for you with these flying objects? This is not normal.
No, it's really crazy, and I'm like I said, I'm struggling to figure out the end game here. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the end game would be.
It's chaos.
Maybe that's just it. Yeah, maybe it's just big old middle finger. And
well, think about it. Here these guys, they play the long game, Sean. And so what if you're a communist and you're wanting to take over America without firing a shot? You undermine confidence in their government. They look at, if you guys were communists, and there's plenty of people over here in America that would support this way of thinking. If you were communists, you could have a nice, stable government. Your crime would go away. Your want would go away. Your poverty would go away. Just surrender your rights. And I think this is all the long game being played by communist China, and they've got a lot of allies in the Democrat Party here at home.
Well, I hope you're wrong, pal.
Me too.
That's all I got to say.
Scares the hell out of me. Look, I know you got to get to a game. You go for it. No,
the game's on. I don't need the audio.
Well, I also don't need me yammering in your ear. And again, a little bit of a shorter version of the show behind the show this weekend, but that was basically the only big story that's happening. So really, we had to pay a lot of attention to that.
Well, I'm sure people were thankful that I had limited time today.
Well, let me know. Let me know if you get one of those invitations, you know, to go out and have a joint experience with somebody in the near future. Maybe we can talk about it.
I will.
All right, pal.
All right. Love you, man.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the show behind the show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit a couple of websites, my friends. The first one, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Big news in Texas. That's where you go to find it fairly reported. And then also check out ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. There is where you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700, KSEV, The Voice of Texas, conservative talk radio, getting your morning started anywhere in the country. And you can actually have that app and you can hear us anywhere in the country or the world for that matter. Also check us out on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather it's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me We the People. See ya.
When focus takes hold and distractions fade away, meet Remarkable, the paper tablets specially designed for tasks that demand focus. Take notes, draft, and organize. Remarkable is a digital notebook with the feel of paper and zero interruptions. All of your notes and documents, perfectly organized and in one place. It's everything you love about paper, but for the digital age. Visit Remarkable.com today. Remarkable, the paper tablet.
Medical professionals, do your patients know about the free audio and braille library for individuals who have low vision, are blind, or who have physical or reading disabilities? Now they can enjoy reading in a format that works for them. NLS provides free, accessible reading materials in a variety of formats. Readers can access an extensive library of books in braille and audio through our free Bard mobile app. A world of reading is waiting. Spread the word. Learn more at loc.gov/thatallmayread.